Hello, hello. This is Kinnack coming back for the November Twilight Heroes podcast. We've got some questions. We've got some winners from the October / Halloween / anniversary crafting contest to announce. And yeah, probably that's what we're looking at. So let's go ahead and dive in to question, let's say the questions first, and then we'll announce the winners there. First off, we've got a batch of questions from Dark Zumi. Shouldn't getting IOUs from Dirk Douglas, the black box equipment, training at camping camp, since he says he doesn't care what you go or what you do with it, especially since in Twilight Heroes, crime is everywhere. I think that there's a fair argument for that, but the intent is definitely for you to be out, kicking butt, fighting crime, and so forth. What were your Halloween costume be this year? I should mention that I did open the podcast thread before Halloween. I did not actually go to any Halloween parties this year. most of my friends ended up getting together and doing a Halloween Pathfinder game on the 30th, and I didn't end up being able to join them for that because I had to work on Metroplexity's Halloween stuff and make sure that that rolled out correctly. So yeah, I didn't really do much of anything for Halloween other than the customary next day gathering of candy, which is very important. Could you make a new villain and or item in the game that pays homage to Rhyme? I certainly couldn't go wrong with that. There's a couple of ideas that he sort of left lying around that it's sort of leaving open for him if he wants to come back, but I might end up developing one of those as a sort of homage at some point. Can we get more Halloween-themed villain? I know there's some already, but I want more! If you mean, like, the Halloween encounters, it wouldn't surprise me to sneak some more of those in at some point. But as far as Halloween-themed villains, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if we got a, Halloween-themed League boss or something like that at some point. Just because Halloween is kind of the best. Why is there a guy wearing a mask made out of Phoenix skin standing right behind you, Kinnack? And why is he holding a rusty axe? It's probably one of Puyo's friends. I just odds are. Sanjuro, a couple questions. What have you been working on in the game? What's the next big thing in Twilight? Sorry, I just read ahead to the next question. But yeah, what's the next big thing? The thing that I was planning on working on this week, which sort of got disrupted because, frankly, I have a lot of friends who are not feeling very well right now, and there's been a lot of feeding and consoling and gaming to distract them and plying them with alcohol and eating of cake, none of which are, like, terrible things. It's just taking a lot of time. But anyway, the thing that I was planning on getting done this week was some work on the new PvP system, which is a totally different thing than the old system, and it'll probably be a bit of a process to roll that out, but I would like to get that out this month if I can. And then, you know, more League bosses, etc., etc. Second question, that publicity stunt where you had Donald Trump run for president has gone on long enough, you can stop it now, please. I'm sorry, actually, we are in the plot line where Michael Ice becomes president. It's like when Luther was president for a while, or when Norman Osborn took over in place of Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. yeah, that's... I don't talk a ton of politics, but most of my friends are... I mean, I'm not like... Well, I'm unlikely to be a target of any sort of upcoming violence, I guess, is what I will say. But basically all of my friends are in one category or another. Some of them in many categories that have been targeted during the campaign and sort of in the aftermath. So... So the country's gotten through worse, a lot worse, but there's still a lot of hugs to be dispensed and walnut brandy to be dispensed and cakes to be dispensed. I can no longer say Teddy Roosevelt was president the last time the Cubs won the World Series. What are your thoughts on this? It is kind of unfortunate, at least on that level. I'm glad they won, and I'm glad that they won. It sounds sort of morbid, but well, my dad is still alive. My dad is a huge Cubs fan. He always used to take me to games down in Chicago. I grew up in the northern part of Wisconsin, so it was quite the road trip. You'd drive down, see the Cubs, turn around, drive back, which is, it was, for a long time, they didn't have night games. I still don't think they have many, but that made it a little bit better. We weren't getting back at, like, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning. But yeah, it sort of rubbed off to me to the extent that, like, if I need to root for someone in a baseball game, I'll root for the Cubs. But yeah, my dad is a huge fan, and Christiana of Twilight Heroes text fame is a huge Cubs fan, which you may or may not have noticed from the description she wrote for the ring. The fellow behind you has taken off his mask, and he looks exactly like you. What's up with that? Oh. I mean, it wouldn't entirely surprise me if I had, like, a twin or relative that I knew nothing about. And, yeah. I remember looking at census data at one point, because dork. And there... I don't know where exactly it was now, but there was a county in, it's like Virginia, maybe West Virginia, that had like 4 Landon Winklers in it, which I was... just kind of blew my mind. It's like, I mean, there are not a lot of Landons. And Winkler isn't a super common surname. But, yeah, apparently there was some family there that was just like, I'm Landon. I'm going to name all of my kids Landon. It's like, oh, that's weird. So we'll just assume that one of them is, in fact, looks exactly like me, but is secretly my evil, not quite twin. Or, you know, maybe he's the good twin and he's trying to kill me before I rise up and destroy the world. Well, that actually wraps it up for questions. We didn't have too many. Probably should have been better with the timing, so more people saw the podcast thread, because there was a lot going on in the forums at that point. But one of those things was the crafting contest. So if you were, I guess, like listening to these in order, there's we had a bit of a theme this time. It was very Halloween-y. And there were four categories. There was created candy, which was making candy out of items that exist in the game. Candy craft, making other not, probably not candy things that were out of candy items that exist in the game, or, you know, sugar items. Costume couture, which was making a costume bit or chunk. And costume completion, which was making an item to sort of slot into an existing costume. So yeah, let's go ahead and jump in. We've got Acid Cat with the sticky notes being made out of the Verse of the Dodo and Heirloom Gum. It's one of those things where, I don't know, there's a lot of levels to the pun there. It makes me happy. So, as it turns out, that is what it takes. From Dark Zumi, we have the Anaconda Mask with Anaconda's Vein and Serpent Skin. Now you too can be assaulted by righteous do-gooders from walking down the streets of Twilight. I do have a certain soft spot for Anaconda. Leopard did very well. In fact, had three items come in, although not 100% sure that all of their recipes will be staying the same. But we've got the candy apple, the fake robe of Umar At-Tawil, and rattling chains for costume completion. The fact that we hadn't had a candy apple before is an excellent oversight on my part, so I'm glad that we're going to get one of those, and the fake rover, whatever exactly ends up being called, should be pretty cool. Pato Jonas, we've got the sweet derby hat with a chocolate chip and Kaverite, which amuses me more than it probably should. There's just something really kind of adorable about the idea of a chocolate chip hat, though. I feel like that's the real sell for me. We've also got Zoma's robes from the Camouflage Degree and Shadow Orb. If I can come up with a the reference there is pretty dank, and the Shadow Orb for to match the Light Orb is a really nice touch. We've also got Sanjuro. Also, with three, actually, with the Candy Cauliflower, with Cafeteria Cauliflower and Candy Shell. The Bubblegum Pop, with Bubblegum and Gingerette Black. And the Gorilla Costume with the Furry Spill and Polyester Suit. I have to look at the recipe for Bubblegum Pop, but we've got some cool stuff there. And lastly, we've got Zaidu Picado, candy crafting a chocolate robot with a chocolate chip and Enderbun Gone Feel. I might end up making that the robotics kit for to fit the robot theme. But the idea of a chocolate robot is pretty great. And also, Thunder's Cat Boots, the Boogaloo Boots, and Kitty Cat Ears. And it appeals to my inner 80s in a lot of ways, and there's the level of reference there is pretty good, which I appreciate. So yeah, we've got a whole bunch of items that'll be coming in out of that contest. I was very impressed by really kind of how the restrictions bred creativity, sort of thing. The theme ended up getting, I mean, really a lot of cool stuff. So I was very happy with the results of that contest, and I will be getting the winners, their rewards, and the items in, hopefully, within the next couple of days. So I guess that's actually secretly the next update you'll get. But I will also be working on the PvP stuff coming up. So, thanks for entering the contest. If you did, thanks for listening, obviously. If you had any questions, or just wanted to hear the answers, that's, thanks for listening. And, of course, for playing and donating. I will see you next time here or in the forums, or if you just want to shoot me a message in-game, absolutely feel free to get in touch. Thanks, have a good one.